Welcome back to eBay Radio, where you can listen while you list. Now, here's your host, Griff.
Yes, this segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Listing is an ongoing chore for every eBay seller. Well, that's kind of true. I've met people who actually find it thrilling. They like listing. I have. I know that's hard to believe, Lee.
No, it's not hard to believe.
I wondered if you were there.
I'm here.
Well, for those of you who
I had to go buy a Clue at Bloomingdale's, but I'm here now.
Did you buy something in your size?
I bought a Clue in my size.
So it's
yes.
A really big Clue.
Oh.
Well, anyway, even it can be a daily task for many of us. And here now to explain why it pays to love what you list is the power selling mom herself, Dana Crawford. Now, Dana is a longtime eBay educator. She's still going strong. And she's a member of the eBay Hall of Fame. That's an august group. Not very many in that group. And she's known on eBay as top-rated seller Dana. Just Dana. Just that word. Just like, you know how you have Madonna? Well, we have Madana. Dana, why is it important to love what you list?
Hi, guys. Why is it important to love what you list? Well, I think that it's not necessarily important that you love the item. Is that what you mean? The item that you list?
Or do you love listing? You must have a philosophy on this.
Well, not necessarily. I keep all of my listings, like you're talking about listing an item. So I keep all my listings short and sweet with my descriptions with no negative tone. And one thing I mention at all of my eBay workshops is to make sure your description has a good vibe, meaning you want to have your potential buyer to want to buy your item. So no matter what, keep it positive because your description box is the closer of the deal. The title is the bait on the hook. So the tone in your description will either make or break the sale. So keep it positive.
You know, I have to tell you, Dana, that that is so true. I'll cut people a lot of slack, but I've made a decision not to purchase from a seller because of the tone of their listing description. It just sounds like, oh my heavens, I'm going to get, if something goes wrong.
Give me an example. Give me an example.
Well, I'll let Dana do it because she's seen it all. You give us an example.
Now, big example I always use is, if you have a problem, don't leave me negative feedback. Please call me, contact me. Don't leave me bad feedback. And they mention the word negative feedback like 10 times.
Right.
Or they say, oh, I can't ship on Tuesday because I have to take my grandmother to the doctor on Wednesday. Or they tell this huge story of their life. And it's like, describe the damn item. You know.
So since we're talking about loving what you list.
Right.
If you dislike what you're listing, does that come through the listing, you think? If you're listing something that you're just putting it up there. You don't even care about it. Do you think that attitude comes through in the listing in certain ways?
I don't think so. Not necessarily. Cause I've listed some things I've not been crazy about. That's why I think the main thing is to keep your tone on target. Whether you love or hate the item, it's going to make you money. You want to keep your tone positive with a good vibe. You want the person to come in there and go, oh, I want to buy this. So the title brought them in or the photo brought them in if it's a category shopper. And then next, the description is what's going to close the deal. So you want to have a good positive vibe, whether you love the item or not, as a seller. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it makes perfect sense, yeah. And I know that most sellers who are guilty of this, their intentions are good. They think they're protecting themselves. Are they?
I don't think so. I think they're scaring people off. Some of these listings, I think I need to go get my attorney because I think there's some hidden... There's some hidden catch in there I'm afraid to shop, so I leave.
Yeah, I've seen those too, where it sounds like, ooh, if something goes wrong, there's going to be a lawsuit, and ugh. I just wanted this used shirt. I didn't want to get sued.
Right.
So I'm supposed to ask you the next question on this questionnaire is have you encountered any items that were difficult to love long enough to get them listed?
Well, I'm a consignment seller, so I never know what kind of items may come my way. And I had one client from New York that was, he actually had this in his website, that he was a proud gay, retired veteran, and a talented artist. And he presented me with his charcoal drawings of nude men that were absolutely stunning. And I'll admit, I loved looking at them, but I knew it might be risky for my business. However, I did list them for him, and wow, did my eBay store get a ton of attention. But the good news was that I did sell his lovely original art pieces.
Oh, fantastic.
So you never know. You never know, right?
Yeah, no. And he wanted me to include that in the listing, that he was a gay retired veteran and an artist. And that was his, he was proud, and he just, the cool thing was his art went to Australia, and I was so excited because he was so excited that his art left Manhattan and went to Australia.
Yeah.
And later he did decide to have me pull them from eBay because he wanted to try something different. And I had advised him up front. I was like, hey, I'd love to take half your money, but I'd like to tell you that it's better for artists to build their own eBay store because they can brand themselves and get way more attention. But in the end, I made a wonderful friend to love. So we're friends on Facebook and we keep in touch, and it just turned out to be a good story.
Can you give me his phone number?
Sure.
I'm telling Howie.
No.
I'm calling Howie now.
Stop that.
Excuse
I'm interested
me. Here's
in the art.
Phone.
I'm,
just a
I'm
minute. click, click, click.
I'm only interested in the art.
Hi, Howie.
Oh, my God.
How
is
you
art
doing? Oh, listen, geez. Howie, I hate to do this.
No, stop.
Just do a Google search for bear charcoal. You'll find him.
For what charcoal?
Bear. B-A-R-E.
B-A-R-E. Charcoal.
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 Okay.
Charcoal, because he does charcoal drawings. That's his skill. Beautiful, wonderful artist.
Okay, let me see if I can. Is it PK?
That is PK.
Yeah, I'm not seeing his art, though. I'm seeing other stuff.
Well,
that's funny.
Keep looking.
I'll just keep looking, yeah.
So let me ask you, what items, is there anything you won't list? Dana, anything you won't list?
That I won't list?
Mm-hmm.
I will list at pretty much anything that'll make me money because I love money. So I won't list probably anything that's illegal.
Well, right?
That's it. Is that your line? That's it. It's got to be. If it's legal, you'll list it.
Yes.
Well, yeah, yes, but you would be jeopardizing your eBay account by doing that.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. In fact, I had a guy call the other day with some medical equipment, and he was like, oh, they sell for thousands, and I see them on eBay. And so I went and looked, and I said, yeah, I see them on eBay too, but isn't it odd that there's only like two listed?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, sir, you can't sell those on eBay. And he was like, oh, people are doing it. I said, well, you're going to have to find someone else because I'm not going to do it. I can't jeopardize my account.
No, of course not. So. Yeah.
Or your character.
Yeah, your integrity.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, that counts for something.
So,
of course.
So, Dana, what kinds of items are easiest for you to love?
Well, the items that are a sure thing, meaning it will sell for sure no matter what price I list it at. So it's easy to list and love those items that you know will sell fast and make good money on eBay, like Louis Vuitton or American Girl dolls. Items that are a sure thing are the easiest to love.
By the way, the Louis Vuitton thing, what's the name of it, Griff? The program eBay has now where
eBay Authenticate.
eBay Authenticate. Have you had need to use them yet, Dana?
I haven't needed to use them. Luckily, I can identify a Louie, but I haven't had to use them. But I have recommended them.
I never heard it used that way.
A Louie.
I can identify a Louie. I've been known to hawk a Louie, but.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's a boy again.
So Dana.
What?
Forget about the boy sitting over there, the teenage boy in the corner. Forget him for a minute. So Dana, when you sell a Louie, when you see a Louie, how do you know it's real?
Well, I inspect it. And before I even inspect it, or if I accept it on consignment, I got to know the history of it. And then if it's someone I know, or even if I don't know them, I can pretty much tell if they're going to have a Louie on hand or not. And I'll listen to their story where they got it. Or if I don't, if I'm uncomfortable with them, then I'll demand a receipt. So I won't list it unless they have a receipt.
That makes sense.
But it does. Any bonus tips for loving what you list today, Dana?
Well, loving what you do and be thankful that you have a platform like eBay to take it wherever, whatever level you want. It could be part-time or full-time. Listing items on eBay is not for everyone to be successful. It helps when you love what you do. I love eBay and the lifestyle I've created as an entrepreneur. So I like to say I'm living the dream.
You are. You're the living embodiment of our dreams.
We love you, Dana.
We just do. Yes, you're an inspiration,
Dana. Thank you, Dana.
This segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Up next, open phones. 888-723-4630. No excuses. Dial us now. It's eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, marketplace research is crucial to your success. And for the world's most successful e-commerce sellers, Terapeak is their go-to solution. With Terapeak, you'll know which products are jumping off the shelves, how to price your items and get them bound, even what your competition is doing and how you measure up. Terapeak can help you find new opportunities and increase your profits. And Terapeak can get you up and running fast. They've created training videos to help you get the most out of your marketplace research. And you can learn to use Terapeak's most powerful features and workflows in less than 1 minute. Just the facts, no frills. Whether you're a brand new, novice, or expert seller, Terapeak's marketplace research can quickly help you compete in today's e-commerce world. Try Terapeak free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish. With an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
You've got high-flying plans for your business on eBay, and ShipStation wants to be the wind beneath your wings. Whether your monthly shipments total 50 or 50,000, one of ShipStation's 6 plans will fit your business right now and give it room to soar. ShipStation integrates with eBay and your other selling channels to help you manage and ship orders more easily in less time, so you can focus on reaching new heights. Takeoff is fast and easy, too. There's nothing to install, so you can be up and shipping in just minutes. Plus, ShipStation's automation rules let you customize the fulfillment process to fit your business. And when you're ready to scale up, ShipStation will still be your wingman. Try all the features of ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required. Then choose your plan at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Listen while you list.